Title number three. Is there solid justification for regarding knowledge in the natural sciences more highly than knowledge in another area of knowledge? Discuss with reference to the natural sciences and one other area of knowledge. To regard something is to show caring concern for that thing. We send our best regards to our near and dear ones when we contact them, in order to show our care and concern for them. Since we modern human beings define our essence, what we are, as freedom, the knowledge that enhances and secures that freedom will be held in the highest regard, i.e., it will be given our greatest care and concern, our attention, and will be valued and esteemed most highly. The knowledge which we have gained from the natural sciences, the knowledge that controls and commandeers the chance brought about by nature's spontaneity, increases our own spontaneity, understood as freedom. The two Greek words, techne and logos, have been combined by moderns into the one word, technology. And this one word captures the knowing, the knowledge, that is present in the sciences, logos, with the making, techne, that is the application of those sciences in the applied and mechanistic arts. Modern medicine, for instance, is one area where the discoveries of the natural sciences are applied through the art of healing. Technology is our way of being in the world, and through it, we demonstrate our care and concern for life. To look at an immediate example of what is being said here, nature has demonstrated its spontaneity with the arrival of the COVID-19 virus and its many mutations. And this virus has limited the spontaneity and freedom of human beings in obvious ways. Through the knowledge that we have from the natural sciences, we have been able to somewhat control nature's spontaneity through the development of vaccines, even though the virus continues to mutate. The ability to secure our freedom, our lives in this case, is the reason why the knowledge that we get from the natural sciences is most highly valued in our technological societies. This esteeming of the knowledge gained from the natural sciences comes at a price, however, and this price may be seen and understood in the use of the words solid justification in the title. Science is the theory of the real. In modernity, theory is the viewing of the real, how the real is seen and appropriated, how the world is taken into ourselves by way of experience. Science sets upon the real to set itself up as the theory and to set the real up as a surveyable, calculable series of causes. What comes to presence through the viewing is the real, and science throughout its history has been transformed into the theory that entraps the real and secures its objectness, that makes it come to a stand, fixed, solid, permanent. Theory makes secure a region of the real. Every new phenomenon emerging within an area of science, physics, chemistry, biology, and even the human sciences, is refined to the point that it can be defined and fit into the standardized, objective coherence of the theory. It becomes solid, fixed, in other words. It is not permitted to change. Solid justification is a requirement of the principle of reason, the principle of sufficient reason, necessitating that reasons be rendered to others for assertions made regarding the reality or facts of an object, situation, or condition. Human beings are the rational animals. To be irrational is, by definition, to be less than human, to be inhumane. We believe we can justify our scientific observations of the world through mathematical calculation, and from these calculations make predictions of events that will occur in the future. It is this predictive power, literally before speech, before the handing over to others, that gives calculative reasoning its dominance, since the predictive power provides security and certainty with regard to the way things are. This security and certainty enhances our preservation of life and allows us to empower ourselves towards enhancement of life through a recognition of life's potentialities and our freedom. By predicting and controlling nature's spontaneity, our freedom is enhanced and our possibilities widened. To predict is to make an assertion prior to that speech which renders reasons. When results are justified through reason, we believe we have achieved a correspondence between our minds and the objects, conditions, or situations under questioning. To justify is to indicate that which is responsible for the correctness of the judgment made in the assertion. As the philosopher Kant indicated, judgment is the seat of truth, or that upon which truth is grounded or based. Reasons bring that which is being spoken about to light. Without such reasons, the thing being spoken about remains in the dark, hidden. Evidence, or that which is experienced through sight primarily, must be provided in the correspondence between that which is experienced, the evidence, and the thing, situation, or condition must correspond. For example, reasons provide the relations between a criminal and his crime and justifies the assertion of guilt. When one asserts a position that Democrats in the USA are really lizard-like aliens preying on children for their blood, just one of the many QAnon beliefs, evidence must be provided for making such a statement. When one asserts that the election was stolen, one must provide corresponding evidence to show that that was indeed the case. Believing that a situation or condition is the case is not the same as justifying that belief, as many courts throughout the USA have asserted. Conspiracy theorists in general lack the corresponding evidence and reasons for their assertions to be taken as true. The beliefs are irrational without. One of the consequences of the type of justification required by reason is, some believe, not possible when making assertions about morals or ethics, because moral judgments are values, and these must be distinguished from assertions made about what we call facts, i.e. there are no moral facts, because morals are ephemeral, lacking solidity and fixity. Values are what we human beings create through our freedom and willing in the world, and through our determination of what things are and how they are. This separation of statements or assertions of fact from statements or assertions of value is known as the fact-value distinction, and it is the dominant principle or position in every human science. Efforts have been made to make morals subject to the same calculations that are used for scientific evidence, such as Bentham's utilitarianism, the greatest happiness for the greatest number. And the use of statistics is the primary language that the human sciences use to reveal their truth. To justify clearly has relations to its root word, justice. How does our understanding of the word justice relate to justifying and justification? With the modern view of what human beings are, given to us by the philosophers Descartes and Kant, human being is that being before whom all other beings are brought and required to give their reasons for being what they are as beings. This is the domineering, commanding stance of a human being before whom all other beings are brought before and justified as to what they are as beings. This justification is that which is responsible for something being defined as what it is, how it stands in its truth. To justify is to argue for or defend. Our reasons for justifying our mathematical calculations, for instance, are that these calculations give the best explanation of our observations and experiences, or experiments. Our calculations secure our standing in our being in the world and provide the potential for the all-important life-enhancing or quality of life activities that are the purposes and ends of our arts, what we've come to call our culture. It is our calculations that give us our domination and control, our mastery of nature, and their correctness is demonstrated in the predictability of outcomes. There is a justification provided by the mind's correspondence to the object in question and in the mind's representations of that object in the mathematical. These justifications are shared in the language of the principle of reason, through the belief in the schemata of the technological framing of the things in this world, i.e. the world in its being, things about us, understood as object. In many parts of the world, there is a turning away from the facts so that we may affirm what is contradicted by the experience of living. Climate change denial, for instance, or the need to live in an alternative reality. In the modern age, beauty has been radically subjectivized so that we have our belief that beauty is in the eye of the beholder. In all of our scientific explanations of things, we are required to discount the other as beautiful, because the beautiful is not calculable, try as we may to do so. Love is consent to the fact of authentic otherness. We love otherness not because it is other, but because it is beautiful. But what happens to love in a world dominated by the view that the freedom brought about through the objectification of the things that are becomes most highly valued? The Greek philosopher Plato places the tyrant, Shakespeare's Macbeth, for example, but the list could include all of the other autocrats currently parading around the world stage, as the worst human being, because in his self-serving, otherness has completely disappeared for him. What I'm trying to say here is that the world before us is beautiful, and our appropriate response to it is love. However, over time, trust in the world has been replaced with doubt as the methodological prerequisite for an exact science. If we confine ourselves to anything simply as object, it cannot be loved as beautiful. Reflect on the example of Van Gogh's Sunflowers, entitled Number 2, for instance. The key difficulty is that in loving the beauty of the world as it is, and esteeming it most highly, how does this affect the desire to change it? With regard to our title, what is being maintained here is that one knows more about something by loving it, and it should be this love that should be most highly esteemed, because it should determine our understanding of the world. In our age, the knowledge gained in the natural sciences through the principle of reason is exalted above understanding. And this is the reversal of the world shown to us in Plato's cave.